Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the no contact rule after a breakup. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing the no contact rule after a breakup. So if you've been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, I suggest you implement my version of the no contact rule. But what is the no contact rule? And what are people's experiences of using it? In today's podcast, you will hear four people's experiences of using the no contact rule. I requested people share their story via email and have chosen four of these experiences to include today. To try to give your ears some variety, I've used a text-to-speech app to read their stories, and hopefully you prefer this to me just reading them out myself. Let me know in the comments what you think of this. Additionally, to you being able to hear the four different experiences, I will be giving you 3 points to consider regarding the no contact rule. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is, what is the no contact rule? So the no contact rule is something that lots of people suggest you implement if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back. However, there are many different variants of a no contact rule that you can find online. And if you listen through today's podcast, you will understand why I believe my version will give you at best possible chance of success. But it's important I give you a full flavour of what no contact is all about, and the clue is in the name. Irrespective of the version that you listen to, there will of course be some respect of not contacting your ex. Now, some of these variations will include not reaching out to your ex for a specific time, maybe 30, 60, 90 days. They seem to be popular theories that you can find all over the internet. And maybe during that time, if you receive contact from your ex, you shouldn't even respond. Now, bearing in mind, this is not my version of a rule. I just want to give you a fuller flavour of what you may have already read, heard, or possibly even implemented. And this is why it's important to understand what this is about and why. And the reason why all of the variants exist is because you're trying to, as a dumpee, regrow romantic emotional attraction in your ex-dumper's mind. Unless it hits the necessary high point of intrigue, wondering, and ultimately missing you, they're not going to want to reconnect in a romantic relationship. And the variants of no contact are all trying to get you to that best possible position where your ex-dumper feels a high level of romantic emotional attraction for you. Now, the versions of no contact that you may have heard me just somewhat describe, and the variants that you have no doubt read and probably tried yourself, are all going to have differing degrees of success. And I believe that my version will give you that best chance. And as we go through today's podcast, I'll be explaining exactly why I believe that to be the case. But for now, I want you to listen to the first two no contact experiences that I've been sent in via email. As I said earlier, these were two of the four that I've decided to showcase to you today, and I might in the future present to you others that I received. But today I thought four was a good number, and I tried to pick some well-rounded opinions and experiences. You're now going to listen to them via a text-to-speech app, so I'm apologetic if it sounds a little robotic, but hopefully fairly humanistic and therefore a better listen on the ear than me just rambling on, reading them out one by one. So here we go. Here are the first two experiences that I've been sent in about what they feel about the no-contact rule.
As a 35-year-old successful businessman, finding myself suddenly single after a 7-year marriage was a jolt to my system. The shift was abrupt, from sharing my life with someone to an echoing silence. I decided to adopt the no-contact rule, a strategy as challenging as any high-stakes business negotiation. In the initial days, it was tough. My routine, which was always interwoven with my spouse's, suddenly had gaps. I'd reach for my phone to share a thought or a moment from my day, only to remember the rule. It felt like a sudden drop in a fast-moving elevator, disorienting and a bit scary. However, I've always been someone who thrives on discipline and structure. I approach the no-contact rule like a business project. I set goals, personal growth, expanding my social network, diving deeper into my hobbies. Slowly, the void began to fill. I found solace in long-forgotten passions and reconnected with old friends. Emotionally, it was a roller coaster. Some days I felt liberated, on others, the loneliness was palpable. But each passing day added a bit more clarity. I began to see the dissolution of my marriage not just as a loss, but as a learning experience. It gave me insights into what I truly value in a relationship and how I could be a better partner in the future. Professionally, I channeled my focus into my business, driving into new ventures with a vigor I hadn't realized I was missing. It was as if redirecting the energy from my personal life ignited a new fire in my professional one. The no-contact rule wasn't just about getting over my ex. It was a journey of self-discovery. I learned to enjoy my own company, to be comfortable with silence, and to appreciate the value of introspection. It's been a transformative experience, one that I believe will shape the way I approach relationships, both personal and professional, in the future.
So, I got dumped after a 9-month relationship. Going for the no-contact rule seemed like the right thing to do, but let me tell you, it's been a mix of good and bad days. Starting out was really tough. I kept myself busy with friends, hobbies, and binge-watching shows to get my mind off things. Some days, I felt pretty empowered and okay with how things were. But then there were other days when I just missed him a lot, and everything felt a bit off. At work, focusing was a challenge. I'd be doing something and suddenly a memory would pop up and it was hard to shake off. I actually broke the no-contact rule once. I thought maybe talking to him would make things better, but it didn't. It just brought back a bunch of emotions and kinda set me back. It made me realize that not talking to him was actually helping me more than I thought. Through all of this, I learned a lot about myself. I found out that I can handle being on my own and that being single isn't as scary as I thought. I started understanding more about what I really want in a relationship and, more importantly, what I don't want. So, it's been an eye-opening experience. Breaking the no-contact rule showed me that moving on is better for me, even if it's hard. It's helped me start to get over him in a way I didn't really expect.
So now let's get into point number 2 and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number 2 is, how does my rule differ? So earlier on, I was speaking about the no contact rule as a whole and mentioned some concepts that you are likely to find online. But how does my version of rule differ? Well, there are 3 main reasons as to why I believe my version of no contact differs significantly from versions that you're likely to come across. The first of which is that it's not time-based. Earlier on, I mentioned 30, 60, 90-day variants, which are very popular and people will try. But in my opinion, to give yourself the best possible chance of not only trying to get your ex back, but also achieving things which I'm going to speak of momentarily, you need to make sure that there is no time allowed connected. So this means that there's not a certain amount of time before you reach out to your ex. Ultimately, it's indefinite. If you never hear from your ex again, you never reach out to them again, unless you fall into one of a few caveats to my version of a rule, which is on a case-by-case basis, because of course, every situation is unique. But generally speaking, if you've been dumped, I don't suggest you ever contact your ex again, unless they contact you first. However, if they do contact you, you must respond. And again, this is where my version of a rule can differ. Some people suggest that within a certain time frame, if you hear from your ex, you shouldn't respond. Or potentially if you receive a certain low word count, you shouldn't respond. In my opinion, and again, unless there are caveats to your specific situation, if you receive contact from your ex, you should respond, even if it's a very short message. Something else that's important to say why my version of rule differs from others you might find online is my version of a no-contact rule is not about sitting in your house, doing nothing, waiting for your ex to text you. My version of rule is very active. And when I say active, I don't mean contacting your ex. I mean working on yourself and growing to become a version 2.0. If you're the same person that they dumped, you're not going to reconnect with your ex. It's as simple as that. You must grow, you must improve, and sitting around doing nothing at all, clock watching, isn't going to get your ex back. Maybe you do get a text from your ex, but once they find out about what you're doing with your life, they're sadly unlikely to want to reconnect and take this any further. Now, another reason why my version of the rule is very different, I believe, to some of the others you can find online, but it's not just for dumpees. Most versions of a no-contact rule are for dumpees trying to get their ex back. But it's not just for that, in my opinion. If you're a dumper and you've changed your mind and you want to try to get your ex back, I believe that my version of a no-contact rule is also for you. However, you implement it at a slightly different time to what I would suggest you do as a dumpee. If you've been dumped, you should be implementing my version of a rule instantly or as soon as possible. If you're a dumper, things differ a little bit, and I suggest you do send your ex a text before you implement my version of a rule. Now, if you want to understand more about the dumper's perspective and what exactly you should be putting in that text, well, please listen to my other podcasts on the subject, or you may want to consider my audio coaching service. Now, whether or not you're a dumper, you may want to consider speaking with me one-on-one via my audio coaching service, because we can really talk through your specifics. Whether or not you want to try to get your ex back, whether you want to just move forward and meet somebody even better, my audio coaching service could be for you, because we speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. And this, as I said, could help you as both a dumper or dumpee. The final reason as for why I believe that my version of no contact rule differs significantly from others you can find online is that it doesn't just focus on the fact of trying to get an ex back. It's very much for you. I alluded to this when I said it's not about sitting around your house doing nothing. You know, you need to be improving yourself. But this isn't just about trying to reattract your ex. It's about improving your own life. You need to do it for you. If you can't love yourself, how on earth can you expect anybody else to love you? And loving yourself means living your life to the full, being the best person you can, going through breakup recovery, standing as tall as you can be, reaching for the stars, and achieving your goals. This isn't just about getting your ex back, it's about getting you back. And that is why I believe my version of a no-contact rule will give you our best possible chance of success. Because if you don't get your ex back, and sadly, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, if you can't do this, then you can find somebody even better. Because becoming a version 2.0 of yourself will enable your attraction net to grow, and therefore you can attract better quality people into your life. So although it can increase the chance of getting your ex back, it's actually, in my opinion, mostly for you, recovering, growing, improving, and being the best version of yourself. So now let's get into point number 3 and the final point of today's podcast about the no contact rule after a breakup. And point number 3 is how long before no contact works. Now, before we get into point number 3, I'm going to let you listen to the final 2 no contact experiences that I was sent via email.
Here's my story. I was with this woman for 2 years, and then out of nowhere, she dumped me. It hit me hard. For the first couple of months, I didn't really do the whole no contact thing right. I'd text her now and then or try to call, hoping we could fix things. But it was like talking to a wall, man. She wouldn't budge. Then I decided enough's enough. I gotta stop. So, I just stopped contacting her. No calls, no texts, nothing. It was tough, like quitting a bad habit. I kept busy with work, hung out with my buddies, tried to just live my life. But then, after about 5 months of this no contact, she reaches out to me. I was shocked, didn't expect it at all. She asked about my dog. We talked a lot, met up a few times, and, well, things just clicked again. We decided to give it another shot. I guess the time apart made us both see things differently. I learned a lot during those months. Like, how to be okay on my own and to not chase after someone who doesn't seem to want me. So, yeah, we're back together now. It's going good. I think we both realized what we had and didn't want to lose it for good. But that no contact, as hard as it was, I think it kinda helped in a weird way. It gave us both some space to figure things out.
As a person with an anxious attachment style, I've experienced no contact a couple of times. Most recently, I subconsciously attracted a fearful avoidant person this time, and boy, I learned more than the 20 years I was married with my ex-husband previously. No contact is for me a way to get unattached from my partner and find myself back again. I will never use no contact again to try and get my ex back. That is not what the mindset should be. I focus on my own growth, meditation to better myself, educate myself to understand myself and others, and improve my communication skills. If my ex comes back, I'm glad, but if he doesn't come back, I'm sure I will attract someone better that is hopefully secure. I've worked on myself to be more secure, because they say you attract what you are.
Thank you for listening to all of those experiences. You've listened to all four now. Let me know your thoughts in the comments, what you feel about listening to all of these different people and how they feel no contact has been for them. So now let's jump back into point number three, and that is how long before no contact works. Now, I would suggest that no contact starts to work instantly. And that is because we're looking at it from all angles. As I said earlier, this isn't just about trying to get your ex back. It's about trying to get you back. And therefore, if you implement my version of a no contact rule, you're instantaneously starting to regain your own respect because you're not chasing your ex. You're not acting from a needy position, and therefore you're showing yourself more self-love and coming across as more respectful to yourself. You're not going to chase people. If somebody doesn't want to be in your life and that's their loss, it's not yours. So showcasing that type of restraint in not chasing your ex is really regrowing that self-esteem and that self-confidence. That happens instantaneously. And as you go through no contact, you will have more time to focus on you becoming that best person that you can possibly be. Now, you might be listening to this and thinking, okay, yeah, I get that. But what I want to know is how long before I'm going to get my ex back? Well, sadly, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. But what I can say is that from my experience and research, is that the average amount of time that a dumper will reach out to a dumpee once no contact has been implemented is in and around the 6-month mark. Probably looking broader, the 6 to 9 month mark. It is certainly much further beyond than the 30 days that you might hear some people suggest. I just don't see that when I do my research. I just do not see that when I speak with my audio coaching clients. So if we're trying to say how long before no contact works, it does depend on exactly what you're looking at here. As I said, I think it starts working straight away on your own self-esteem and self-confidence. However, when it's about trying to get an ex back, although nothing can be guaranteed, I would say look at the 6 to 9 month mark as a marker, and that will give you that peace of mind. But if you don't hear from your ex in 30 days, it doesn't mean you're not necessarily ever going to hear from them again. Now, you can't set your watch to this. Nothing is guaranteed in life, and you can't clock watch. So that's why I suggest you push forward, live your life to the full, do what I suggest, and you increase the chance of getting somebody even better than your ex, even if they don't come back. And who knows? You might meet them sooner than your ex reaches out to you. And if you do receive a text from your ex in the future, you might actually be the one to decline. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.